I read this story in the Press Democrat yesterday, and I was concerned after I read it because a very local, a very long-standing tradition is a bit under siege. Here in studio with us this morning is Linda Aldrich. She is the executive director of the Pony Express.
Good morning.
In Haworth Park, Linda.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here, too. The Pony Express. Now, you have a long history with ponies. I think everybody really over the age of five has had a pony riding experience. What's yours?
Yes, I would like to agree with that. And my experience is I grew up on Sonoma Avenue, always had a passion for horses, didn't own horses. But at 8 years of age, I found my way up to Haworth Park in Santa Rosa, and I realized that they had my passion right there in the pony corral. And as a kid, I just was hanging out on that pony corral and got up the courage to go buy a ticket. And I missed Dolores Bible, Mrs. Dolores Bible. I'll never forget her. She threw me on the pony. She wrapped a seatbelt around me. And then she turned that pony loose. And I'd never been on a horse or a pony ever in my entire life. And she literally turned that animal loose. And she kind of gave it a swift kick from behind. And so that little pony just took off with me and ran around the pony corral and then parked in its spot. And I thought I was going to die. But it was just like, that was it. That was the love connection.
It was the most heavenly way to go.
It was. And I spent from age 8 to 12 as a volunteer in the pony corral. And then, you know, that was just ignited my love for horses. And it's really horses. My passion for horses has guided me every step of my way. So, and they've always been my safe place. They've always been my safe place.
You're not alone in that.
Right. And that's why I feel so committed to making this happen. You know, it's been over three decades, 36 years. And so just, you know, every child that I see come through that corral reminds me of me and just making sure that this opportunity continues, you know, to be available to, you know, for so many kids. It's like their first experience.
Yes, it is.
You know, their first, you know, whether it's just to see a horse, pet a horse, ride a horse, take a riding lesson, which is something we also provide, and pony camps. So it's a great opportunity, so.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a rite of passage, don't you think, Larry?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that it's great that people can come out there and get in touch and with their, you know, horse side and ride a horse, but it's more about the people that the helpers that you hire and the people that work with these horses. What do they get out of working with the horses out there?
You know, that's a really good question, and it brings up a really important piece and part of our program. So we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. We are what we call a prevention program, and we utilize our rescued horses, because they're all rescued, as teachers, healers, and agents of change. So we provide equine-assisted therapy. So the kids that you see up there, Larry, are in our program. They are in our Equine-Assisted Skills for Youth program that is for kids ages 12 to 18 years of age. It does not cost for them to participate, and it provides for them, you know, just what it provided for me, you know, that safe place. No judgment, unconditional love. They have relationship and connection with their equine partners. They build relationships that are based on trust, respect, communication, teamwork.
So they're not there just to provide help, but they're there to get help themselves.
Exactly. The horses heal the kids heal the horses.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
Now, why is this program in jeopardy at this point, Linda?
Well, we have 14 horses in our program, and it takes that many horses to provide the services that we do to the kids that are in our program. And horses are expensive, very expensive.
Yeah.
And everything that we generate up at Haworth Park that we're so grateful for does go into our program, but it's not enough. So we are about $50,000 shy of what we need to make ends meet every year. So that's our challenge right now.
And how short of a timeline? I mean, how short is the time period where you think you might not be able to show up at Haworth Park with the horses?
Well, every year, you know.
Every year you think the same thing.
You know, what we've been looking for is a corporate sponsor. That would be ideal, or just individual sponsorship for both the kids and the horses in our program. But, you know, right now it's, you know, we're kind of going month to month. I mean, our commitment to the city of Santa Rosa, you know, that our season ends in October. Mm-hmm. So we go February through October, but there's that chunk of time, which is November through February, where we're not open. So we generate no income.
And well, I don't know about you, Larry, but I don't really want to live in a world without pony rides. I don't.
Yay. Me neither.
It's an important part of the American tradition. It really is.
It is.
I mean, who doesn't have a photograph of themselves on a pony ride at some point in their lives?
Absolutely.
Well, Linda, I hope that the community reaches out to you the way you have reached out to it over the decades.
And
let us know if we can be any service beyond this interview today in that endeavor, because I think it's really worthwhile, and I think it really does a lot for not just the kids who come just to take a ride, but obviously for the kids involved in your program.
Right, absolutely. They're learning life skills right there in that pony corral, and all of those life skills transfer into real life. And you can always reach us. You can make donations directly on our website, which is theponyexpressrocks.org. We are up at Haworth Park all the way through this week. Then we go to just weekends through October, but you can call us, you can email, you can check out our Facebook.
And maybe show up in droves,
over
the course of the time that you're going to
show up in herds.
Okay.
We travel in herds.
That makes perfect sense to me. Well, I hope that that's true, and I hope you'll keep us posted on your progress there, because it's also a great experience for the kids involved with that program, because they learn how to shovel it with the horses, and pretty much that's experience we all need for the rest of our lives in some capacity.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations on your success so far. That is Linda Aldrich, the executive director of the Pony Express. If people would like to help out, where do they contact you?
They can contact us on our website. Again, that's theponyexpressrocks.org. They can give us a call, 538-9323. Come up to Haworth Park.
Yeah.
You can show up in person. We're there.
Bring a check.
Yeah. bring your checkbook.
theponyexpressrocks.org.
Yes.
All right. We will lead people there too. Linda, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.